You're listening to Soundtracks, your source for the latest music and musings behind your favorite movies.
Episode 8 of Soundtracks, and as we celebrate our 2-month anniversary, what a better way to do it than with some exclusive music. Mick Jost here, editor of GeekTyrant.com, and I could not be more happy to say that we got the Argo soundtrack here before anyone else. Big shout out to Water Tower Music for coming through on this for us. I couldn't be more grateful. And also big ups to composer Alexandre Desplat. He's had a phenomenal past couple of years. Moonrise Kingdom, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, Ides of March, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Tree of Life, King's Speech, the list goes on and on and on. And having heard the whole soundtrack, I gotta say, I think he's repeated the magic with Argo. But hey, don't take my word for it. Let's just get to the music. Let's start things off with a track that kind of interested me from the start. It gives me that feel that I'm in a James Bond film taking place in the Middle East, which in all likelihood is a possibility. It's A Spy in Tehran, and it's right here on Soundtracks.
We'll be right back.
Spy in Tehran, right here on Soundtracks, where we're covering the Argo soundtrack, courtesy of Water Tower Music. If you want to follow Soundtracks, go to Twitter, @SoundTRAX. You can also subscribe to the cast on iTunes. Just search Geek Tyrant under podcast, and you will see it titled Soundtracks. Easy as that. So how exactly does one go about getting in the mind of a CIA operative who is a master of disguise, and no, I'm not talking about Dana Carvey, as well as a guy who specializes in extracting hostages? Well, let's ask Ben Affleck.
I went to the CIA, you know, and I researched what it was really like there and talked to the guys who worked there and went out and talked to Tony Mendez naturally quite a bit and visited the CIA and talked to the director and talked to people who worked there and, you know, walked the halls and spent time there. And really mattered to me that it feel real. It wasn't super spy guys shooting people and, you know, two people at once and falling out of a window. It was that it's just real people kind of lunch pail, go to their jobs and, you know, and come home, and that it has, it takes a real toll on them. They're not magical beings. They're regular people, you know.
Thank you, Ben. And with that, we got some more music for you. This is Business Cards, right here on Soundtracks. Business Cards on Soundtracks. We're covering the Argo soundtrack, courtesy of Water Tower Music. I'm Mick Jost, editor of GeekTyrant.com. That's T-Y-R-A-N-T, GeekTyrant.com. If you want to check out your movie news, you can do that. It's just as simple as visiting the site. We got the latest news, the greatest news, and we got plenty of other geek stuff that would entertain you. So check it out. So whatever became of the sci-fi epic that never came to be, Argo? It was originally a screenplay adaptation of the Rogers Lindsay novel Lord of Light, which won a Hugo Award in 1968 for Best Novel. Great book. However, filmmakers decided you couldn't understand this film, they shelved it. Perfect for Tony Mendez to step in and claim he could direct it. A lot of work was done on this film. $50 million was the projected estimate, which was a considerable chunk of money back in 1968. Jack Kirby did some original artwork or concept art for the film, which is considered rare today if you're able to get a print of it. Very cool. Considering he had absolutely no idea what was going on, he just thought he was doing something for a movie. And while Lord of Light, or Argo, never came to be, George R.R. Martin, friend of Robert Zelensky, makes mention of the book in Game of Thrones, as it is a religion, the Lord of Light. If you saw season 2, you're probably familiar, or if you've read any of the books, you are more than familiar. Final fast fact before we get back to the music. Lord of Light was renamed Argo by Tony Mendez because he thought it was just so dang clever to have a take on the word Jason and the Argonauts to explain that they were extracting 6 hostages out of Iran. And with that, we get back to the music. This is Tony Grills the 6 right here on Soundtracks. Tony Grills the 6, as we come near the end of Soundtracks. I'm Mick Jost, editor of GeekTyrant.com. Once again, if you like what you heard, follow us on Twitter, at Soundtracks, SoundTrax. Also, make sure to subscribe to the cast on iTunes. Just search Geek Tyrant and click on Soundtracks. We got many great episodes for you to come, so please, please, stay in touch, because you don't want to miss what we got coming up. So we're closing out Argo. Once again, want to give a big thanks to Water Tower Music for hooking us up with this exclusive. And we're going to close things off on one of the more important tracks, I'm told, in the film. Hase Tutu Guagua is not only a beautiful song to close out the soundtrack, but also a beautiful way to close out the podcast. Guys, take it easy, have fun, see you next week right here on Soundtracks.
Like what you hear on Soundtracks? Visit GeekTyrant.com for an early release of the new episode and breaking news on your favorite movies, shows, and more. That's GeekTyrant.com.